Welcome back to TTLG, where we take you through the looking glass. I'm Ryan, joined by Gorgie. Join us weekly to stay up to date on the best DeFi and hit that subscribe button in the corner of your screen so you won't miss out on the best opportunities we have for you. Gorgie, what's up, man?
Hey, everything is going. There's so much stuff going on. So very exciting things going on here.
Yeah, markets are up. Netflix gets nuked after hours. I mean,
yeah, what happened with Netflix? I mean, this was let me look up the stock. So, or if you have it up, I want to see that
it's
drop.
Just, yeah, man, after hours, I mean, down like almost $100. Just absolutely insane. I guess some of their subscribers dropped off, which is not too surprising. And I mean, they're just getting wrecked, man. I mean, you know, with a company that's valued at $150 billion that only makes $600 million a year, you know, the writing's kind of on the wall there. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch tomorrow when traditional equities open up. I know we like to stick to crypto, but man, this is just a bloodbath here in Netflix.
Wow.
So we'll see how traditional markets react to that tomorrow. I think it's going to be a pretty significant sea of red, but that's one to watch for.
And they predicted,
the crypto markets, man, have been.
And they predicted millions more. I think it was like 2 million or something in Q2 or something that they expect to be lost. So,
right.
I mean, they have hundreds of millions, so 200,000 shouldn't be a big deal, but could be a beginning of a trend. And I think that that's the scary part. And we all know, like you were commenting, their valuation being, what is it, 300 times their revenue or something, which is insane. A lot of tech companies like that should get
crazy.
A little contraction because these valuations are just crazy. And the subscription, you know, year over year, month over month, quarter over quarter, is not showing the kind of jumps we saw during the 2020.
Well, I mean, just look at the stuff that's on Netflix. I know, don't worry, we'll get off the Netflix subject because I know we all want to hear about crypto. But I mean, you just look at Netflix. I mean, think about what you watch on Netflix. There's nothing on there anymore ever since Ozarks and all that came out. I mean, and it's just kind of been a downward spiral trying to search for something on there. So,
and
you know, I
a
think
lot
the writing was kind
of
on the wall with that one.
Yeah, you can find it elsewhere.
And money's getting more expensive to borrow, so it's going to be tough for them to keep up the good work, you know. But yeah, crypto markets look pretty nice today. Luna's up pretty big. I think we're up at like 94.50 right now. Bitcoin's up. I mean, kind of up across the board. Solana's kind of been leading the charge though, just a little bit, squeaking out Luna in terms of percentage in the last 24 hours, right?
I think so. I mean, there was just a very healthy bounce across the board. Ethereum bounce. Let's see, Solana. Yeah. I mean, it's looking great. I mean, Luna with 12% on the week. It's just a beautiful recovery. And I think the UST market cap surpassing the Binance BUSD market cap for top three, I think was a huge catalyst. I mean, we just breezed through the 80s from like 75 to 95 in like 24 hours. So there was a huge catalyst.
I mean,
catalyst
it's
there.
Kind of... Yeah, I mean, could you imagine selling it, you know, like $80? I mean, gosh, I mean, that's kind of how this works with Luna, man. It's tough to, your timing's got to be like spot on if you're going to trade this thing. Otherwise, I mean, just hold on tight, man, because this thing will turn around in a heartbeat. And you look at that Luna burn like you were just showing. And I mean,
we
know why. I mean, the burn is just super healthy and very consistent. So this thing's got legs and I just wouldn't be want to be on the short side right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even the 8 million or 10 million that was added in circulation because of the gift to the LFG from TFL right here, just 1 week later, gone completely.
Right.
So, yeah, we're still seeing a very healthy rise in the UST total supply. I mean, it's just beautiful. And I think that, you know, now we're starting to see the effects of the Luna burn to mint UST. I mean, the market cap is significant.
Yeah, I mean, even just looking at that chart with that UST, I mean, you know, we were burning about a million or just under a million a couple of weeks ago. And then now we're, you know, up to that healthy 1.3, 1.4 million Luna a day. I mean, this is a crazy rate that we're burning. Again, we've talked about this on previous episodes. Basically, you're earning 3% on your Luna just by holding it every single day, given the burn rate. So right. Hold on to this Luna pretty tight because they are valuable.
And LFG continues buying Bitcoin. So, you know, that's right. Also super
I've
bullish.
Seen a lot of news. Yeah, I've seen a lot of news lately with Doquan. kind of all eyeballs are on Doquan in the sense that, you know, he's the big Bitcoin buyer now. So all the Bitcoin maxis are kind of watching his moves and seeing what he does. But yeah, I mean, I don't think he plans to stop buying anytime soon. What do you think?
No. And I think that I think we tweeted at some point, LFG is selling. Literally selling 1,000 Luna per minute. 1,000 Luna per minute every minute is being sold. And despite
they're selling or buying?
Selling. So
is that that's
selling into the selling into the you know pool, man, into the general pool.
So that's a legitimate stat. Like it's not burn. They're selling 1,000 to basically fund the Bitcoin buys. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We tweeted about it, and let me just actually pull it up because
it was. Yeah, I know there was kind of some flack with it because people are like, "Huh, selling? Don't you mean burning?"
Right. Yeah. So right. So you're right that there was a little bit of a, you know, shouldn't they be burning instead of selling? It is possible that they're burning. I actually did not check the address to which that Luna is deposited because it's possible that that address then sends it to be burned.
Right.
Where is it?
Yeah, but either way, with him, you know, those $100 million purchases of Bitcoin, I mean, that's, you know, those don't go unnoticed, that's for sure. And that obviously adds stability to UST, which is what we all want. The adoption curve is crazy. Like you said, just UST bypassing Binance. That's awesome. I mean, how close are we to Dogecoin? I mean, I think we're kind of nipping at the heels of Dogecoin. I mean, I feel like once that takes effect, I mean, man, this thing could have the FOMO effect that we haven't really seen yet. I mean, we're right on the heels of Polkadot. Just shy of 600 million, it looks like. And then Dogecoin, not too far behind, about 1.1 billion. So, I mean, I'd imagine the next 30 days, this thing would leap past Dogecoin. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think it's possible?
Yeah, I expect that Luna will move very violently. So probably even get to new all-time highs. Depends on what Bitcoin and Ethereum do. If they continue holding or maybe just push up and Bitcoin goes into the 46, 48K, 50K range, Luna should get to all-time highs for sure. Here's the address. So what you're seeing here is a swapping of Luna, and this is that TFL address, and okay. That's or LFG address. That's the official LFG address. You can get it from the Terra Luna site. So what you're seeing here is every minute, right? 2105, 2104, 2103. Yeah. You're swapping 1,000 Luna. For
UST
and it doesn't look like it's been updated. No, I mean it's still going. I think the rate is a little surprising. 92. Maybe we dipped in like
yeah. So basically, they're dumping 100 grand on the market every minute.
That's right.
That's,
and despite that, we still went. I mean, you look, they've been selling, you can see they've been selling throughout. Despite that, we still went like $20 in price. We rose $20 in price, right?
Yeah, and roughly 48 hours. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive. I mean, given the price action, yeah. I mean, if they're selling every minute, what's the math? 3,600 minutes in a day. So you're looking at roughly, what is that? 36 million, right? 36 million every day.
3.6. What is it? They're dumping 100 grand?
Yeah, call it 100 grand, right? Let's see. Just do some rounding math. 36
million.
Here.
Yeah, 36 million a day. Yeah. But obviously the Luna volume is in the billions in Binance. So, I mean, it's just despite that. And I don't mind if Luna is being sold. I don't think this is going to go on forever.
That's 360 million. Sorry, 360 million if they're dumping 100 grand every hour. So obviously we're rounding
up
there. But
every minute, right. Yeah.
But in a day, that's 360 million bucks. So that's impressive. I mean, given just this volume.
Oh, 100 grand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. So. Well, I mean, I don't think that this is going to go on. It shouldn't be 360. Let's just calculate it. Maybe I'm wrong. 360 minutes, right? No, actually, you have 24
3,600. Yeah, 3,600 minutes in a
times
day.
60, yeah. So you have 24 times 60. So 1440.
Yeah. What was
that?
And thinking?
You set the times 100,000, which is about, you know, rounding it up so we can get. So now, yeah. So you're absolutely right. We get into the 144 million.
140.
Per day. Yeah. 144 right. million per day. Yeah. That's significant. Definitely significant.
Yeah.
For sure. Significant. But it's still not, the market is much bigger than that. So I don't see it. I don't see it impacting the market, but certainly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the price has.
Yeah.
Yeah. The price has been, you know, as we can tell, just steadily on the uptrend these last 2 days. So, obviously selling into some buying pressure, which is going to help this price support levels. And
yeah,
that's good
right.
to see, because we came off those all-time highs and, you know, down to 80, 75 area. And it's good to see we're almost back to 100. So definitely adds to the price support. And this adoption with Terra, man, I still feel like nobody's talking about Terra right now.
That's right. And we still have a linear growth of new wallets. And also, let's think, I mean, there is a lot of pressure to burn Luna to mint UST. So now what they're doing is they are selling existing Luna and swapping it for UST. So they're releasing the Luna into the market. They're not burning it. But what they're going to do is they'll buy Bitcoin with it, right? And then that Bitcoin will be used to stabilize UST. So it's not like they're dumping the Luna. They're just like purely dumping the Luna, taking that UST and, I don't know. Walking away with it.
Yeah, just padding their pockets. Yeah.
They're effectively releasing the Luna, getting the UST, and then that UST is now converted into Bitcoin. So maybe converted to USDT, then to Bitcoin. They are buying it, on exchanges. So yes, that market cap of UST, they bought it and they released it. Effectively, they're getting the Luna into Bitcoin, passing through UST. So rather than burning the Luna into UST, then minting Luna back once they release the UST, they're just passing through UST and converting Luna to Bitcoin. right? In that sense, they are not impacting the USD market cap. That's how I see it. So that's the whole point, is that they're not, they are, of course, releasing Luna and converting it to Bitcoin. That is correct. But the USD market cap, because they're not using the minting mechanism, isn't affected by that. Because they would increase it and decrease it, increase it, decrease it on each minute. And, you know, there's no point in doing that when that, so that Bitcoin, the interesting thing is it's not sort of exiting the ecosystem. It is staying within the ecosystem and supporting. So that Luna that they are releasing effectively into the ecosystem now has a Bitcoin counterweight in a way that is going to stabilize UST. So I don't have a big issue. I know people had a big problem with the fact that they're not minting, burning the Luna.
Right.
But I don't have a big problem as long as the Bitcoin is used that way.
I wonder, I'm just thinking about this Bitcoin that they're buying before we wrap things up. I wonder if this Bitcoin that they're buying, since it's going to be in Terra, I wonder if they're going to use it for Bitcoin as collateral, like for Anchor, Mars, something like that in the future. Like to provide it as a potential liquidity asset for people that trade, you know, say bonded Bitcoin within Terra in the future. Something interesting to look into.
I know we talked about it. I don't think so. Just from the way the way they describe how they're going to use the mechanism, and I have to dig it up, the picture. But the whole point is, if the peg is lost, or if there is a cascade where Luna's dropping in price and UST, what they will do is they will. And so what is that scenario? That scenario is, let's say, everybody exiting UST into USDC or USDT. And so everybody is dumping UST and then further putting pressure on the Luna price to dump, which further puts pressure on the UST peg. Now they could effectively exchange Bitcoin, use Bitcoin and selling it at 1%, 2% discount to buy up that UST and prop up the peg with all of that Bitcoin, assuming the Bitcoin doesn't experience that kind of cascading effect as Luna does, because Luna is so much more volatile. Okay. Bitcoin would be more stable, so they will effectively sell that Bitcoin and buy UST to prop up the peg from all the selling pressure from Luna and having its own selling pressure in this like nightmare scenario. And the risk, of course, is Bitcoin goes to zero. But if Bitcoin goes to zero, basically this is some kind of black swan event where everything is crashing. So of course, we're all facing that risk. But I don't see Bitcoin being a BTC asset or anything like that. I don't think so. I think it's so that we can externally prop up the UST peg. Yeah,
that's it's great to see them buying up that Bitcoin, man, just helping with this price stability and you know, back in the UST peg with it. I mean, that's great to see. We're going to have to see what this price action does.
The speculation with buying the 200 million in Avalanche and like obviously no further purchases, maybe there was another 100 million, but that's it. I think it was, there was some talk for Avalanche launching their own stable coin. And now with the four pool and other initiatives, the talk is for Avalanche to use UST natively on Avalanche, like have a wrapped UST or some kind of UST on Avalanche. So Avalanche leveraging UST. So from that perspective, and this I don't know, Crypto Banter and others have speculated. I actually don't know what the conversations are behind the scenes between Terra and Avalanche, but that purchase was very strategic. And if we do get Avalanche to adopt UST as its stable coin of its ecosystem rather than launching its own stable coin, which wouldn't be competitive. I mean, look at how competitive the stable coin market is right now, right? So I think that would be a huge success for Terra. And Avalanche is a great blockchain. I don't know if you're aware of all the big arguments between James from Invest Answers and others about the inflation rate of Avalanche. Is it really as low as 5% or 6%? Is it really 30%, 50%? This first year, there was a lot of inflation. So that's a big discussion that has given me a little bit of pause. Although Avalanche fundamentals are great, so I think it's a great project, but I personally haven't yet taken a position there for other reasons too. But mainly, I'm just watching to see how the inflation will show up in like the next couple of like next 3 to 6 months. So that's been a concern.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's been a nice little pump these last couple of days, and we'll have to keep an eye on it, see where this thing goes these next few days. I mean, like we're talking about giving the equities and all that, and just Netflix earnings. We'll see what this thing does, but until the next TTLG, right? We'll keep you guys updated. Especially with all the happenings going on in the Terra ecosystem with B Atom, Avalanche, like you're talking about, Gorgi and Bitcoin. So
yeah, we've got some TTOG news.
We'll save that news for the next episode. So you guys have to tune in for that.
Big things coming.
Little surprise for you guys. So be on the lookout for that in the next episode. Thanks for listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for all you that are on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. We'll catch you guys on the next TTLG.
Thanks,
Gorgi.